Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today I'll be talking about my work slippers. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today you can find it at danq.link/slippers. Work slippers. Last month, my pest of a dog destroyed my slippers, and it was much more disruptive to my life than I would have anticipated. Sure, they were just a pair of slippers. I say just a pair of slippers. They were actually quite a nice pair of slippers. My metamor, JTA, got them for me as a gift a few years back, and they, from then on, lived permanently either on my feet or under my desk in my home office. But these slippers had become part of my routine, and their absence had a real impact. Routines are important. That's especially true when, like me, you work from home. After I first moved to Oxford back in 2010 and started for the first time doing entirely remote work full-time, I found the transition challenging. I was, at the time, working for a company remotely, but where everyone else was working in person. That kind of hybrid setup is a lot harder to get right than having everybody be remote or distributed. Many companies have discovered this, of course, in this post-COVID lockdown age, so it's understandable that I found it somewhat isolating at the time. I'm glad to say that that experience hasn't been replicated with my current employer, Automatic. Automatic are entirely distributed, and it's a much more supportive environment. In any case, back in 2010, to feel more normal, I introduced an artificial commute into my day. Each morning, I would go out of my front door, walk around the block, then come back in my front door and get to work. And then at the end of my workday, each evening, I would go back out my front door and go back around the block in the opposite direction for my commute home, before coming back through my own front door to the building I'd been in almost all day at the end of my commute. So it turns out in the 2020s my slippers came to serve a similar purpose, bookending my day, the same way as my artificial commute had over a decade earlier. I would slip them on when I was at my desk and working and slide them back off when my workday was done, with my work desk being literally the same space as my not work desk where I play or do volunteering. The slippers were kind of a psychological reminder of which mode I was in. People talk about putting on hats as a metaphor for the different roles and personas in their life, but for me, the distraction was literal footwear. And so, after a certain furry little monster, who for various reasons hadn't had her customary walk yet that day and was probably feeling a little frustrated in her defence, so after this furry little monster destroyed my slippers, it actually tripped me up, and I don't mean that one literally, that's figuratively, although I would probably have actually literally tripped up had I tried to walk around wearing the tattered remnants of my now shredded slippers. You see, I'd be doing something work-related, and my feet would by themselves go wandering of their own accord to try to find some comfortable slip-ons, and when they failed, it would briefly trick my brain into making me glance down to look for the missing slippers before remembering they weren't there, and that glance down would momentarily break my flow. Or conversely, I'd find myself distracted by something non-work related in the background, and I'd fail to get back into the zone without some warm, toe-hugging reminders of what I should be doing. I'm not saying it was a huge impact, I'm not saying I can't be a software engineer without a pair of slippers, but it wasn't nothing either. So I got myself a new pair of slippers. They're a different design, and I'm not so keen on the lack of an enclosed heel to them, but they have solved the productivity and focus problem that I was facing for about a week. It's strange how such a little thing can have such a big impact. On another note, do you know what? The blog post that inspired this episode of the podcast is my 100th blog post of the year so far. It's only the 73rd day of the year, which presumably means, because 73 is exactly a fifth of 365, that I'm somehow on track for a mammoth 500 blog posts this year. That seems like quite a lot. It would still somehow only be my second busiest blogging year ever after 2018. And hey, about the current rates, it's probably going to be my busiest podcasting year too. I may not get most of my blog posts into the podcast, but let's see if I can get more of them than usual. Anyway, once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you'll find at danq.link/slippers. If you've enjoyed it, go over there, leave me a comment or click on an emoji to say hi, or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.